You're listening to the News at 1 on Radio 1. US President Barack Obama will today sign into law a series of measures that will protect up to 5 million illegal immigrants from deportation and offer many a better chance of making visits to their home countries. In a televised address last night, the president outlined the executive action that he plans to take, which will offer work permits to millions of undocumented people, including potentially thousands of illegal Irish. Hopes are high and the Taoiseach has welcomed the move, but what exactly will it mean for the Irish in the United States? Chris Lavery is a lawyer who deals extensively with US immigration law, and he's on the line now. Chris, good afternoon, good morning to you, and thanks for taking our call.
Hi Richard, good morning to you too.
Now, just how limited are the Obama proposals?
Well, it's very limited at the moment. Essentially, first off, as executive action, there's a limitation on how long-term the president's measures are going to be, and obviously, you know, the great concern is that they're not. They haven't been enacted by Congress, so it's not a permanent change, and we're not sure how long it's going to hold for. The second issue is that it affects a very limited group of people. It's really only people who have been here for more than 5 years and have a United States citizen or lawful permanent resident child. For the majority of Irish people, they don't fit into that category. You know, you're really seeing... We're going to see, you know, very few applicants I would see in the community in the Boston area, just simply because that child is not it is not something that everybody has.
So, and Boston is the area you operate in. Do you deal with people? You deal with people from outside that area, but regardless of your catchment area, what then of the people who have only been there for a number of years or who don't have children? Is there nothing at all in this package for them?
There isn't really an access to work authorization. There isn't. All we're going to see is maybe a restructuring in the number of arrests for deportation. So it's going to be that kind of secondary effect, where they're not going to be so. There's not going to be so much focus on that community, but they're not going to receive any benefits. They're not going to be able to work, and they certainly wouldn't be eligible for any travel provision.
And for those that this package will benefit, be they Irish or otherwise, just how rigorous a process or lengthy a process will it be?
Well, we're not anticipating anything coming online for at least 6 months. The measure itself said that it's awaiting regulation, which is guidance on how it's going to be put into place. It's probably the president recently did something similar for children here, and that provision took almost 6 months to put into place, and it still took several months, 3-4 months minimum, before anybody would receive any benefit under it. So we're looking at probably, you know, all told, you're looking at 6 months before the regulations go in, 3-4 months after that, at least 9-10 months before anybody has work authorization through it.
And just how rigorous is it? I mean, what are the chances that people will be rejected? And what happens if they are rejected? Are they then, if you like, have they been fingered by the authorities, and do they end up being deported if they apply but don't have the credentials, if you like?
The credentials, essentially, they're going to require payment of taxes and background checks. And so you have to have a clear background check, and you don't have to pay back taxes. That will be the most rigorous aspect of it. A lot of the Irish community are already paying their taxes anyway, so that's really not an issue. But what we will see, you know, is if people are denied, of course they've put their information into the system. Of course that's now in, you know, immigration knows your address. But again, because enforcement priorities and the deportation policy has changed a little bit, you know, we probably won't see them coming after people and picking them up the next day to try and deport them. But it is a worry. Any time you give your information to the government and you've been undocumented long term, that's a worry.
Might that be part, as you say, part of the backlash because of the political equation that obtains in the United States at the moment, that in parallel with this flexibility, if you like, in relation to the undocumented who might or should benefit from this new deal, that there would be a clampdown on those who are not eligible?
Well, hopefully any clampdown, the president has very strongly reiterated and he's put in one of his other memorandums that the focus for now for enforcement is going to be people with extensive criminal records or who have recent orders of deportation or who are extensive immigration violators. So, you know, given that change, hopefully, you know, we're not going to see this turn into then a pogrom looking for everybody else who doesn't meet the requirements. But, you know, again, you're handing in information, and this president only has so much longer to go. And given the response from the Republicans already to this these proposed measures, nobody's sure what the future is going to hold.
So what's your advice to people these days, Chris? Keep the head down and wait and see?
That's been the same advice I've been giving to people for 10 odd years. So I don't think that's going to change anytime soon.
Chris, thanks for talking to us.